Now, yesterday, we did an item on how a brewery in the Czech Republic is producing a beer aimed specifically at women, which got us thinking about how other products, while pretty much the same, can be repackaged and renamed to supposedly appeal to different genders. And Henry McKean went off to investigate. Henry, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean. Yeah, and we were talking about the gender pay gap also. And it is interesting how a product like deodorant or razor blades or haircuts could be very similar all the same. But if you are a woman, you will pay more. I visited Boots and I just want to declare that I do have a Boots card and also Dunn Stores. And some of these prices...
But you don't have a Dunn Stores card?
I don't have a Dunn Stores card.
Okay, all right. So. So Henry's Boots card is going to be revoked. There'll be a ceremony where they'll break it in front of him.
Some of these are on promotion and there are different comparisons. For example, you can get Right Guard deodorant for €1.30. And then the women's Right Guard is €1.50, someone told me on Twitter. But Dove original deodorant is €6.19. So that's nearly six times the price. Over in Dunn's, Nivea Q10 Plus Anti-Wrinkle Night Cream was £9.14, reduced from £13.65. But the men's Nivea Men Intensive Moisturising Cream is €8.10. So there's my phone going off in my pocket as people give
that's
me brand
on the phone.
New prices because these prices keep on changing. But men do pay less. I met journalist Tanya Sweeney, who has written about this, and I asked her, why do women pay more for less?
It's pretty galling. Women pay 78% more for their razors than men do, which is actually kind of mind-blowing to me, you know.
Why? Why would you pay more?
I think what it is, honestly, it comes down to plain and simple economics. I mean, in this world, you know, men's stuff is seen as standard and women's stuff is seen as sort of niche and specialist. And if you start looking at shampoos, razors and so on, it's sort of considered that women will pay a little bit more, you know, and the facts are there. Women pay an awful lot more to look good and to feel good. There's a premium on buying into a lifestyle. Men don't feel the pressure to buy into a lifestyle. You know, they buy a shampoo because they just want to be clean, you know, but women, it is marketed as a more sort of specialist product. You know, it's hydrating for your hair, it's this, that and the other, and it'll do, you know, it'll do all sorts of incredible stuff, and they put in all this bump about polymers and silicones and no parabens and everything, and unfortunately women do pay a premium for that, and I'm using air quotes heavily here, science. You know, men are much more price sensitive. They're just not going to pay for those kind of products.
We're talking about the gender pay gap, but is there gender supermarket pricing? Women are paid less and they have to pay more for the same product in the supermarket or in the chemist.
I think this becomes one of the great kind of injustices of the patriarchy, that women are paid less. But and the thing is, they don't have to necessarily pay more. I mean, the one way to circumvent this is to buy a blue razor, you know, or to buy a something that isn't pink. A shampoo will do the same thing, whether it's marketed at a man or a woman, you know. But the fact of the matter is, you know, the people who create these products are more mindful of the fact that men are more price sensitive.
My haircut cost €10.
Wow.
What did yours cost?
You know what? My haircut costs about €100. It looks pretty crazy today. I mean, a lot of the hairdressers will deny this, you know, and they will say that women's hair is more complicated. We're much more exacting about what we want, you know, and a certain degree of specialism is required. But at the same time, that's a massive discrepancy, don't you think?
Presumably, Henry, women are aware of this discrepancy.
Well, they know. They know they have to pay more and sometimes they're resigned to it. And I got to speak to Ellen. She's manager in Sam's Barbers, Dame Lane, Dublin. And I also spoke to women and they basically admitted, yeah, they pay more.
I do think that it's a lot more time consuming and there is a lot more in it. Now, it's coming a bit closer together between men and women, like, cause obviously male groomers after having a boom in the past 4 years. But there's definitely a lot more to do with women's hair, from colouring to cutting, time, everything, you know what I mean? When it comes to anything, I think, to do with, like, beauty care, women will always have that second look and look a bit more. You know, women will pay that bit more, you know what I mean?
We're more beauty-focused. It's the way society focuses on beauty, and it's a beauty product.
Probably because we have more hair than the rest of them.
Do you mind paying more in the chemist for pretty much the same product?
Of course I do, but we still give it. Because the man's one smells of a man and the woman's one smells of a woman. Well, you have to. I'm not going to go around smelling of a man.
What does a man smell of?
No, I can't tell you that.
The marketing powers who be have identified women as an easy target group because of insecurities that we're all fed, and therefore they can sell the shampoo that does X, Y and Z and charge 50% more or whatever it is.
And does the shampoo do anything special when you use it?
I don't think they do major different things.
They're overpriced anyway. I don't understand why they're so expensive.
So a razor blade could cost €2.50 each if you go for one of the fancy ones.
They're not made of titanium or gold.
It's up to the women themselves, isn't it? And I think if they want to pay more, well...
But would you go in and buy perhaps Head and Shoulders or like a sort of man-style shampoo?
No, I wouldn't. No.
And then would you go and buy like a Gillette deodorant, a man deodorant?
No.
Even if it was cheaper and does the same thing?
No, I wouldn't. I think the female versions are more feminine and nicer smell.
We think we have to buy ladies' shavers, so that's what we automatically do. But I think it's better value, actually. I was looking on the internet. I think we should actually change and just buy the men's ones.
So you would buy a man razor and use it to shave your legs?
And I have done, yeah. Well, if you're careful, you know, you just do it gently. I mean, it's all marketing, isn't it?
They're much more into their own appearance, absolutely. Yeah, the men are like, look, I have a beard, you know, if it goes 3 inches.
You're not into your appearance?
Not to the extent that a woman, I'm quite comfortable in my own skin. I keep myself smart, but, you know, am I going to run in and wash myself with Joe Malone every 10 minutes? No, absolutely not.
There you go. Women and men explaining why women pay more. Another direct comparison, I suppose, must be razor blades, Henry.
Yeah, Sean, Boots and Tesco's, they've tried in recent months to match prices for male and female blades. And there's even been a petition in the UK. Difference there in the price. And I also got to speak to Sam Donnelly from Sam's Barbers. His prices are higher in the city and they're lesser in the suburbs for a different customer. I also asked him various questions about men's haircuts, and I met him in Preen on Dame Street in Dublin, and I asked him why men pay peanuts compared to women.
Won't be long on your head, don't worry. The haircut is an awful lot more expensive in the ladies' salon purely because of the time. It's time spent in a chair, and in a ladies' salon, the experience is a lot longer than what the experience will be in a gent's barber's, and, you know, you're paying for time in the chair.
How long would my haircut take?
Time spent in a chair, 10 to 15 minutes, 10 to 15 euro.
10 to 15 euro, and if I had my hair done here in this professional salon?
What they will offer is an experience around the haircut. So when you're brought into the salon, you'll be greeted by a member of staff. You'll be offered a complimentary drink or a cup of tea or coffee. You'll be sat down and you'll be brought down to this luxury washing area and you'll have a head massage. And it's more of an experience. Nice. You're not paying for the haircut, you're paying for the experience.
Sam, when will a haircut cost the same for a man and a woman?
It does in certain parts around town. You'd be surprised. In some salons, they will charge the same price for a gent than they would a woman. Sometimes I always found that a lot of salons will charge the same price as a gent for a woman because they're like, that's an inconvenience doing that gent. So if we charge the same price, he won't get it done. And if he does, it's money for old rope.
That's the water going and I just hosed myself.
Oh, you've got to be a pro when you turn on these taps. So you'll always leave as if you've had a little accident.
I'm soaked here.
Okay, thankfully Henry didn't have a little accident when he was out doing his report for us. No, there isn't a direct male equivalent, but it is a continuing bugbear for women. And I apologise for mangling my metaphors there, because I'm going to ask you about tampons, because tampons are expensive.
Yeah, you're right. Tampons are expensive. And I'm quickly going to mention Breda Brown. She says that, I don't think gender pricing exists. I think it's more to do with an individual's purchasing power. And by that I mean their disposable income. But you're right about tampons. There is no male equivalent that I know of. And here is Tanya Sweeney talking about the cost of tampons. And there is no man equivalent.
Well, the thing about tampons is that, you know, they are a necessity. Sanitary products are a necessity for women, you know, and they are fairly expensive. You know, you're talking, you know, upwards of, you know, 4 or 5 euro a month, you know, just to address this situation. Now, a writer in the US called Jessica Valenti, feminist writer, wrote about in The Guardian last year about abolishing the cost of tampons. And this, I have to say, the backlash was fairly swift and severe, you know. So it's not an eventuality that society is necessarily ready for. I know there are some parts of the UK in which you can access free sanitary products, but for the most part, it costs something. And I have to say, if men were the ones having periods, there would be, I think tampons would be readily and freely available.
And they'd be cheaper.
Well, they'd definitely be cheaper. And you'd probably get, we'd probably all get 3 days of statutory leave a month as well, just to, you know, sit around and deal with it, you know.
There you go. Henry, thanks very much for coming into us. Henry McKean there.